Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Look at me, baby.
Morning, Alley.
Good morning.
Vanessa Amorosi, have a look, and we'll be looking at her December 8th. She's coming to town.
Yes, she is. The Sandalford Winery, headlined by John Farnham, also on the bill, John Stevens, Southern Sons, and a very special live performance of Rock Whiz. And hopefully, we'll be giving tickets away for this.
Sweet.
I know, so cool. You can get VIP tickets, which includes this amazing gourmet food, cheese, wine pack for $350 a ticket if you really want to splurge.
That's so you.
That's so me.
If you can get it for free, of course.
So, Gunners, Ashton Kutcher has tweeted out his mobile number.
Again?
Or a number that he's designated for his reps to handle for him.
Right.
Now, he's done this in response to his ex-wife Demi Moore's claims in her latest book that he forced her into threesomes, cheated on her during their marriage, and other claims he says are not true. He simply tweeted, "For truth, text me," and then left his number. So, Gunners, I text him.
Of course you did.
I got an auto reply saying, "Sorry, can't text this country right now." So that wasn't good enough for me. So I asked my best friend Jody, who lives in Wisconsin, to text him my message. She did. And then Jode's got a little further with a text saying, "Ashton here, this is an auto text to let you know I got your message. The rest will be from me. I likely can't respond to everything, but I'll try to be in touch. Dream bigger." Now, I still wasn't satisfied because I just want the truth from him. So I thought, okay, I'm going to call his number. And then this happened.
Who leaves voice messages? Just text me.
Ashton, you're making me run around in circles trying to get the truth. I just want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Are you ready?
Sort of. I'm a little bit nervous as to how hard it might be.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
The word today is dilatory.
Dilatory?
Dilatory. Does it mean A, used to remove unwanted hair, B, wasting time, or C, to enlarge or widen? Dilatory.
Yeah, I think the first one's there to trick me.
Do you think so? Okay. Well, if that's what you think.
Because it's a little bit obvious. I think there's another word for removing hairs, and I think it's got apple in it. Oh, I don't know. Second one is wasting time. Dilatory. Or C, to enlarge or widen. Oh, I'm going to go with B, wasting time. And I hope I got it right because I'm never going to hear the end of it if I haven't. Right.
Well, dilatory has often been confused with dilation, as in enlarge or widen, as dilate. But that's incorrect. And it has also been confused with depilatory creams, which is used to remove unwanted hair.
I got it right.
So, yes. Yep, so it's wasting time to dilly-dally, to be slow to act, just like you were, Gunners. You were dilatory in answering today's hard word, but you got it right.
Woohoo!
Dilatory, today's hard word, right here on The Wave.
Good morning, 91.7 The Wave. Good morning, Gunners and Alley. And yes, I'm still celebrating after getting today's hard word right. Hasn't happened for a while. Cool on the gang right here at The Wave.
And you get a coffee.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. A big congratulations as well to Marika from Heron, who scored the family Pixar part, taking her kids along this school holiday. So congratulations.
Marika? Marika?
Yes.
Wasn't there a Marika in...
Comedy Company.
Comedy Company, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not that Marika.
Okay.
Okay.
Just checking.
Okay, yep. It's time for Ali's Random Facts.
Ali's Random Facts.
Did you ever wonder what the X stands for in LAX? You know the airport in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
So we know that L stands for Los and A stands for Angeles, but what about the X?
X marks the spot me arties are.
For pirate treasure?
Failing that, I can only really think of like exchange, an exchange of passengers, planes, I don't know. Tell me.
When three-letter airport codes became standard throughout the world, many airports that had just been using a two-letter code simply had X as their default letter, which is why you'll have LAX, there's also PDX, and where others with the X comes from.
So NYX for New York?
Let me just double-check that for you. No, it's NYC, New York City.
Close.
LAX or LAX. Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
Now, you mentioned before there's something I can do with my discarded CDs. What is it? Pray tell.
You can make your own CD coasters tonight at the Mandurah Library from 6 until 8. Turn those CDs into funky drink coasters.
I've been doing that for 20 years.
Yeah, but I think you can decorate them and then maybe like put a coating on them so they're legit, soak up the moisture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a workshop going on tonight at the Mandurah Library. It's limited, so make sure you book, Gunners. Take your CDs along. It's $5. Or maybe you could just try and swap some CDs for entry, seeing as you got hundreds of them.
That's a good
deal. You can say, look, I'll bring all the CDs, don't worry.
Yeah.
And I'll just get my workshop for free, thanks.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, there you go. They also make pretty good frisbees.
And if you put them in the microwave, they spark really well.
Oh, no, don't encourage that. What's wrong with you?
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.